This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Frida Liu together with Audrey Raj. She'll be a while before we get any football madness again.
Oh, yeah. It's looking like, you know, at least the season is extended indefinitely, but they're going to have, you know, constant meetings. We're waiting to see. I do miss football, Frida. I do. Up next, we're zoning in on retail cosmetics and grooming products with Jeff Yong, Group CEO of Hair Depot. Hair Depot has 20 retail outlets, mostly in shopping malls, all of which have to remain closed during the movement control order.
So Hair Depot distributes hair care solutions and also provides consultation regarding proper hair treatments. With business taking significant change over the last few weeks, Jeff has now resorted to online consultation and has created new roles for his employees. So we're speaking to Jeff here. Jeff, paint a picture of what business is like at the moment, especially since you're forced to keep outlets closed during the MCO.
Yeah, during MCO, actually, yeah, it's quite challenging for all the retailers, not only me. Yeah, because we cannot operating business right during the MCO. But, and some more in March, last month, in March, actually, we only operating for 17 days. So as we know, for the 17 days revenue and profit, I do not think that is, more than, is enough to cope with the 50% of the total expenses. So I think there is a great challenge that the cash flow issue. And some more, the sales performance, I think is, normally, for all the retailers after Chinese New Year, I think it's a bit slow down. So, if talk about the travels, industry, like related retailers, then it's more worse, in the case that.
So basically cash flow via your usual channels has been nearly non-existent during this period. So how are you keeping your business alive during this time?
Yeah, then I think for retailers also cash flow is the main issue because always we have to to pay the rentals, pay the bank loan, pay the all these bank facilities and interest, and also of course the salary. We have a lot of staff. When you having more outlets, you got more salary have to pay. So this is the cash flow that actually all the retailers have to keep an eye on it and plan carefully to keep the business alive, of course. Yeah. But luckily that actually I do have online channels, and some more we are start, I think it's more than a few years back. And then we start to put more resources, human resources and financial resources to develop this particular channels in last year. So at least we can see the growth 2 to 3-fold in the past 2 weeks. So this, I think, can help us a little bit on this to bear all these the expenses that actually after we close down all the retail outlets. But actually, we do, because previously we are doing hair and scalp care products, right? Of course, we do have a bath gel or something, the body care and some others. But now we, of course, in the demand is quite high for these hygiene personal care products like hand sanitizer, thermometer, all these things. We also add on all these products to our product line. And then this will help our business also. Because there is a demand and some more customers sometimes they cannot get all these things.
You know, but how much can online platforms help during this period? Is it enough to keep a business afloat?
They can help a little bit, but of course they are now is a three, four times better compared with when I can open the during the normal day. But of course they're still far to cover the sales and the profits, but at least they do help a little bit from there.
So I'm assuming you have quite a few employees to service all your 20 stores, and now that you're focusing on online sales, what are you doing with all these employees? You know, are they also working from home?
Oh yeah, actually that is come to we have some changes and restructuring a little bit on the kind of a business model because like now they work from home, right? Then from normally we think that how the sales work from home then there is no customers. But luckily that actually we do have a great database. So far these 10 years actually we accumulated quite a huge numbers of the members database. So seeing the MCO start, then we start to provide day by day, a certain amount of the quantity of the members that contact numbers to let the sales now become the sales agent. They'll come to call the customer or text the customer or even post some of the product promotion through their social media to do sales also.
Any issues with logistics when delivering these products to your customers? There's a shortage of delivery options at the moment, right? So does that affect you?
So far, not many issue because our warehouse is still running, but of course with maybe 1 to 2 person, so they're a bit slow and to do the delivery. But luckily, those are marketplace like Lazada and Shopee, they are quite helpful. And then so they are still running as usual. So we can still deliver up some of the products, maybe 3 days, Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Then we will start also packing and deliver out all the orders.
Jeff, do you see your business changing after the MCO or will it go back to the pre-MCO template?
Yeah, I think we're definitely changing, but hopefully, of course, the market, maybe the buying confidence will be slow a bit. But for me, there is I can see the optimistic part is like we can even can restructure a bit on cost and save some cost on like training, because those time in a normal day we have to send the sales advisor or sales staff come back to HQ to training, right? Mm. But now we start to using the online conferencing, so maybe this is a way that I can cut cost some things. Then of course, and some more like they can start not only waiting the customers from the outlet, they can also along the way they can, at the meantime they can call the customer also, make it more aggressive and initiate to call customer in advance instead of waiting the customer to visit the outlet, so they can do sales maybe online offline together at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I think that is a good way to improve the sales performance when there is a crowd getting less in shopping mall or what maybe.
Mm. Finally, Jeff, you know, with so many employees uncertain about the future, how are you keeping everyone motivated during this time?
Yeah, now everyone is quite, how to say, the whole environment is quite very uncertainty, right? So everyone is quite worried. Maybe they will lose their job or maybe they lost the sales or the sales cannot back to normal. I don't know, maybe in 3 months, 6 months or even 1 year. But I think that is that we always keep positive and keep optimistic. But some of the motivation like staff, I will try to Zoom them most of the time to say some things to motivate them and then share with them how to push sales and do better jobs or something like that. I think that is the way that keep in touch with each other, like not only stay at home and then maybe only texting. I think face-to-face talk is still the need to keep everybody together.
Mm. That was Jeff Yong, Group CEO of Hair Depot, speaking to us about utilizing their online reach in times like this, as well as creating new roles for Hair Depot's staff now that most of their stores will remain closed until the MCO lifts.
Yeah, Frida, we were just talking during the break about how this is really a test for most businesses out there. You know, it's a correction for some. You know, maybe they've just somehow inflated over the years.
Yes,
and like this is some, it will bring them back to being leaner and to back to their
fundamentals.
Fundamentals, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up after the break, we're talking about how to attract talent in times of a crisis. But taking us into that break is The Smiths with This Charming Man. You're listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.